Values. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the topic Values for the Absolute Philosopher to think about. Yes, what are our values? We all are taken to task about our values from time to time, and when we do this, we have to think some pretty deep thoughts. We have to think some pretty deep convictions. Well, last night, Ellen and I were going through some of the medicine chests on the campus here, and we were thinking of ourselves, okay, now, what are we going to do here? A lot of the stuff has been there for a long time. That it was used once, perhaps, and then never used again because it was not necessary. The healing work was done, and the stuff was there, but wasn't necessary to be there. So, what are we going to do? So, number one, we looked at each of the containers to see what their expiration date was. And some of the expiration dates were 2004, 2000. My goodness sakes, it's been a long time since we looked in these medicine cabinets in the various bathrooms. And so, kiplink, 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 into the wastebasket they go. We think to ourselves, well, gee, they're full bottles. They still are good. The stuff, my goodness, though it has an expiration date, it probably could be still good. Well, now, if we haven't used it in all that time, you can be sure that it's not a priority in our life. And we save it just because it's there? We save it just because we have it? Just because it takes up room in our medicine chest? And, of course, that's an interesting term, medicine chest. We keep our toothbrushes in the medicine chest. We keep our vitamins, perhaps, in our medicine chest. We keep our creams that we use on our face or our feet or whatever in the medicine chest. We should probably call it just a chest, just the bathroom cabinet. And the bathroom cabinet is sort of a catch-all for things that we do when we're in the bathroom or that we have no other place to put these things. But you see, the tendency is to want to hold on to these expired medicines. We had expired eye drops and expired aspirins, expired all sorts of things, expired from the doctor prescriptions. And now, certainly, we would not want to use expired prescriptions. This has no value to us, and the value might be detrimental. When we live in this life, and we choose to live in this life, we go along pretty well with whatever the conditions of it are, the values of it. And if the speed limit says so many miles per hour, we drive those values. And it's not because we want to or don't want to. We're just cooperating with the world in which we live. Is our car able to drive faster than that and do it safely? Is our car able to drive slower than that and do it safely? You see, our values are pretty much based upon the world in which we live. Now, it doesn't mean that it's right to take values that are not beneficial to us, but think about how many values in your life are not beneficial to you. Well, you might say some of the values that you grew up with as a child, where your parents taught you that your church was the best church, or your nationality was the best nationality, and your experiences were the best experiences, and you should associate with kids who are of the same ilk that you are. And in a manner of speaking, there's value in that, and there's good value in that. The thing is, when you are learning to do things, you're learning to be a citizen, then you learn about citizenship. When you learn to go to be a mathematician, then you study mathematicians and math in school, and you're not studying art. Now, you might be studying art also, but your primary study is whatever it is that you choose. So our value is that the most important and the most fun thing for us to do is to study mathematics. And we study them with all of our heart, and we think mathematics, we talk mathematics, we live mathematics, and we just have a great old time with mathematics. And other people say, oh no, what really is fun is music. Oh, you should get involved in music. It is such a joyful, happy, wonderful thing. And their values are centered around music. And those values are perfectly good, too. Now, what are your values? Are your values to follow the rules that in the society you live? Well, if you do, the rules in the society that you live say a very strange and a wonderful thing, and this is tough for all of us to follow it. Science is telling us all time is here and all space is now. Ooh-wee! Now, isn't that an interesting value? Sort of gets away from the medicine chest, doesn't it? What an interesting value. All time and space are here and now. Wow! If we were to begin predicating our life experiences on those facts, on that fact alone, here and now, what an exciting life we would live. What a most unusual life, absolutely contrary to what the world about us seems to be impressing upon us. Absolutely contrary to what we are thinking, doing, and saying every day of our life. What a new image. What a new value. What's the value that the world is getting ready for? The world is working on it. And if you are in the forefront of whatever that value teaching is, how exciting that is. My goodness. Think of the wonderful things that you could get involved with in life and saying all is here and now. Well, if that's true, then we sort of have no problem disposing of things that are outdated, and disposing of things that no longer are beneficial to us, disposing of things that are no longer supportive of the direction we want to go in life. But what a new value that is, huh? What a new value that is. All is here and now. My, oh my, oh my. Let's stuff that into our medicine cabinet. Let's put that into our heart and into our soul and into our being and into everything that we are and everything that we do. And let's watch and see how that new value takes place in our life as something very, very, very exciting and very wonderful. Values are important in our life. But let's watch and see that sometimes the values change. And when the values change, do we want to change with them? Is it beneficial for us to change with them? Is it something that's going to be fantastic for us? If so, go for it and have a wonderful time at it. And know that as you do, I love you. I love you. I love you.